97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Jamie Lee Curtis is in early talks to play Jessica Fletcher in a Murder, She Wrote movie adaptation for Universal Pictures. The feature, which is going to be produced by Phil Lord, Chris Miller, and Amy Pascal, will reimagine the iconic character made famous by Angela Lansbury on the long-running TV show.
I like Lord Miller.
Yeah?
Who?
Lord Miller. They did the Lego movie. They did 21 Jump Street reboot. Yes.
Yep.
So they're familiar with rebooting.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
I just can't envision her in that
role. You think of Angela Lansbury as really old. She wasn't really
Probably
old
not.
When she did that.
I know. But she was just... She was matronly looking.
Yes.
And I don't think of it. Now, Jamie Lee Curtis is completely white-headed these days, but I still don't think of her
you
that way.
You think she's hot still. Yeah.
I do. That's still the image
Jamie
I have
Lee
of
Curtis
hers from
hot?
Trading Places, trust
yeah,
me. When you've seen that scene, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Are we so saying Angela
scene?
Lansbury
I'm
isn't?
I'm thinking of her from Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Over the weekend, Nelly had his Black and White Ball here in St. Louis and brought together stars for charity, live performances, and a major announcement. Now, if you remember, we were talking about how Nelly's going on tour and that they weren't coming to St. Louis. They revealed why. Nelly, alongside producer Metro Boomin, they plan to launch the Smokin' Hayride Festival, and it's going to happen in 2025. It's going to be a hip-hop and country music festival here in St. Louis. And while the details are sparse, the festival replaces the St. Louis stop on the St. Lunatics tour. Sorry about that.
That's going to be an interesting crowd.
That's what I told Carl.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, how is all this right. going to go?
Can't wait to not buy my tickets.
Yeah.
I might.
Well, it depends on who they have.
You're going to go and see Nelly?
Why Jelly not? Roll and Nelly? I mean, it could be. Who knows who's going to be here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean...
For Florida, Georgia Line?
Yeah.
No, they
yeah.
broke up, didn't they? I think so.
Florida and Georgia broke up?
I believe so.
Damn it.
Who knows? It looks like colleges are now offering courses and degrees in influencer and content creation careers, catering to the aspirations of students aiming for success in the growing creator economy, which is valued at $250 billion.
Yep.
Notable universities like the University of Alabama, Mississippi State, and the University of Texas are leading the way with classes such as social media storytelling and a bachelor's degree in digital media influence.
That's so you don't grow up technologically challenged like me.
Or me.
Yeah. Thank you.
The one stat I saw in here which kind of surprised me was 54% of Americans aged 18 to 60 have expressed interest in leaving traditional jobs for content creation.
Yeah, because you do the job from home typically. It's on your own time. It's the flexibility is what I think is very appealing for a lot of people. And you make millions of dollars. If you follow any influencer on social media, their home is ridiculous. They're like, oh, my chef and my, you know, seamstress and my all these people. I'm like, how are you paying for this? Your YouTube
Thank
video
you.
Of you sitting in a chair raked
maybe,
in how many views?
Maybe I could get paid letting people watch me watch Yellowstone and Lioness and these shows
you never
that
know.
I'm watching. They can
if
just see my reaction.
Enough,
you gotta try
pay.
It, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.